Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Professor of Music Tony Oferle. And every couple of years, there's an incredible opera production put on by the UF School of Music. This year is no exception. It's going to be on April 10th and 11th here in Gainesville at the UF Performing Arts Phillips Center. And Tony, you are the artistic director and producer, and sounds like an absolutely amazing performance. So give us the down low.
Well, The Pirates of Penzance is one of Gilbert and Sullivan's masterpieces, and people may remember this from that wonderful movie years ago with the lovely and talented Linda Ronstadt and one of my favorite actors, Kevin Kline, who you would know from many movies, and is a fabulous, legendary actor. And our Pirates of Penzance is somewhat based on kind of a lot of the joy and excitement and revelry that comes from this particular genre. Operetta is somewhere between musical theater and opera, so there's lots of beautiful singing, but also dialogue and funny banter. It's really exciting, and our Pirates is a little different in that we're giving it some modern flavor. So while we are adhering to Gilbert and Sullivan's original plan, we're deviating it here and there. I like to describe it as if Rob Reiner's The Princess Bride joined forces with Mystery Science Theater 3000 and all the kind of crazy, funny one-liners that come up from that.
So it's not your usual opera.
It's not your usual opera. In fact, you've never seen an opera before. This is a great way to sort of ease your way into some beautiful singing, but with lots of fun entertainment.
Wow. Are you actually performing in it as well?
I am I am the producer, director, and having just come off a show of my own with an opera company doing the Mikado, which is a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan bouncing around my head. Producer directing is considerably more energy than being on stage.
So who are the performers in this presentation?
All of these performers are University of Florida School of Music and School of Theater and Dance and other colleges as well. The orchestra is made up of performers from, I would say, every college on this campus. Over 65 people in the orchestra, 40, 45 folks on stage, singing, dancing, acting, putting it all together. But they are talented young people. And this show is slightly different from when we did Carmen and Tosca and Magic Flute recently, in that we have no guest artists in the show. These are all students.
Is it kind of like their senior project to be part of this, or is it just something continuous?
Some of them are seniors, but some of them are underclassmen as well. And that's one of the nice things about our program is that we are based on, who would be the best person for that role. So in years past, we've actually had a student of architecture was the lead in one of our shows.
Wow. And I know it must have some incredible costuming as well.
Absolutely. And this is what's also kind of interesting about our show. And like I said, this is G&S, Gilbert and Sullivan, Pirates with a Twist, is our costumes are all built. We're borrowing and we're building and we're renting some things. But it's a very interesting approach to this. My concept was that we want to make this fun and joyous and a bit of a farce, which it is. We need to laugh right now, Sue. This is the time where I think we need to go to the theater and let go of what's happening around us. But our pirates, speaking of costumes, are from all over the place. We have a Long John Silver. They're from different genre,
from
books
something.
And from movies and from TV. We even have, I can't mention by name, but we even have some sports-affiliated pirates, but we can't mention that on air.
Oh, from a particular Pennsylvania city?
We may not.
Okay. That's really amazing. So it's not your usual opera. That's amazing. I didn't know that when I was reading about it, but I think that if people know this is a new twist, it'll be really entertaining.
It's going to be fun. I don't know that every joke's going to land, but we have enough per minute that I think you will chuckle. There's references to lots of pop culture. We even brought in a piece from a different Gilbert and Sullivan operetta and inserted into Pirates. So the little list that Coco talks about in the Mikado is now in the Pirates of Penzance, and we have a list of people we would like to see. Or people that are part of the list that Coco wants to, take care of.
Well, if you're an opera aficionado, you'll get these references. And if you're not, you'll just have an entertaining experience and a different way.
Even the orchestra's involved, and our conductor has commentary back and forth with people on the stage.
Wow. So is this something you created, or are you following this performance from another area?
I would say that I mentioned my program notes and the program that I think we as directors, and I use that in the larger sense of everything, we are basically the sum of everything we have experienced artistically and personally. And so I think right now my concept for this was just let's see what we can put together from all sorts of different areas and bring that, I want to say, whimsical approach to it.
When did you start working on this?
I began the concept over the summer. We had casting in the fall, and the students have been working on it throughout that. And now we began staging in earnest in January. And then a week from this coming Monday, we actually moved the set on stage at the Phillips Center.
And the set was built within your facility as well?
We don't have a facility in the School of Music to build sets, but we did have a local Gainesville designer put this together. We brought in pieces from all over the country, and it is being built here in Gainesville by a local company and an amazing carpenter who we were able to get in touch with, who also does work for Dance Alive. So, you know, this is a very wonderful, ecumenical, supportive arts community, and we're so proud to be in a place with, like, Dance Alive and with the Hippodrome. The Hippodrome is lending us costumes.
You know, I know they have a lot to give there.
It's wonderful. You know, I think that's what makes us special. You know, we were just doing the pledge drive with WFT, that this is a community that supports one another, and we all revel in each other's successes.
And the community truly loves the arts, and they like having the variety. And here it is, right in your own backyard, to have this incredible experience that you might have to travel to New York or San Francisco, and you guys are bringing it to everyone here at home.
Well, we've been very successful over the last 20 years with our collaboration with Performing Arts, right? Michael Blatchley when we first started, and now with Brian Joes. And the ever talented Matt Cox, being ever to bring these things to the stage is very special for we as educators, because unless you're in a major conservatory at a big school with hundreds of people behind the scenes, you really can't offer your students this type of performing experience. But we're so proud that we at UF are able to do this and do it consistently over the years with shows like La Traviata and Carmen and Magic Flute and Tosca and all these wonderful pieces we're able to bring to the stage for both the community and our students.
Great. And how big is the cast for this? For the singers, I know you said 65-piece orchestra, but...
We have, I want to say, just a little 45 folks on stage. It's double cast, so everybody gets a chance to be on stage and hone their craft. But it's a big cast. I mean, we have 15 pirates and 17 daughters and 10 policemen, and it is quite the extravaganza.
Wow. And this is going to be April 10th and 11th at UF Performing Arts, the Phillips Center. And it begins at 7:30 p.m. And there's information available at?
At performingarts.com, 352-392-2787. But also, we are taking this show on the road.
You are?
And
okay.
We are in two giant buses and a big tractor trailer. And we're moving to the Riley Arts Center in Ocala on April the 19th at 3 p.m. And folks can get tickets there at RileyArtsCenter.com. This is a wonderful collaboration we have had for years with the Riley Arts Center. And while this is not a joint Ocala Symphony Orchestra UF Opera Theater production, the Ocala Symphony Orchestra is our official orchestra partner of the UF Opera Theater. And so having that access to the wonderful folks at the Riley Arts Center is really important for us. And the folks in Ocala get to see a spectacular show in a beautiful venue.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about the other operas and other programs in the School of Music. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Professor Tony Overly. He's a professor of music here at the University of Florida And it's just incredible the different performances they do. Every couple of years, they throw in something special, and this year is no exception. It's going to be the Pirates of Penzance. It's April 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m. And I just found out from Tony that it's also going to be April 19th, Riley Arts Center.
Absolutely. Our wonderful friends at the Riley Arts Center and the Ocala Symphony Orchestra and their wonderful artistic director, Matt Wardell, have invited us to come to the Riley and bring the UF Symphony Orchestra with us, and the giant pirate ship is being trekked down Highway 441.
Is there room for that in the Riley Arts Center?
We have done the measurements just last week, and we can squeeze it in. And there'll be some. It's interesting you mentioned that. We have a quick restructuring of the staging the day before, so that we can figure out, you know, how people aren't going to poke themselves in the head with a sword, because we have rapiers and all sorts of weapons on this stage.
Any lightsabers involved in this?
No lightsabers. That's a great idea, though. We could have a Jedi pirate, and we have all sorts of. We actually have a pirate with nunchucks. So
I
told you that our pirates are a little. This is a different. So we do have someone with nunchucks. He actually does the Ralph Macchio Karate Kid pose now and then, along with the Pirate King. So I don't want to give away too many of the bits.
Any parrots on their shoulders?
I don't know. We got a parrot yet, but we may. We may.
And a lot of arg going on.
Lot of args. Lots of args and a couple of double args.
So we've been talking about this performance, but also Tiffany Liu is the music conductor, and she's kind of worked on the music for this new interpretation, I guess you would say, of Pirates of Penzance.
Tiffany is a fabulous musician, a wonderful orchestra conductor, an amazing educator, and someone I just adore working with because of her. She has such an open mind on these things, and this is a little different departure from, I know she's conducting Shostakovich, or when this show airs, it will be post-Shostakovich. But this is a different experience because this is very much like musical theater. There's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of waiting on beats when the action happens on stage. And the orchestra have been such great sports. They're actually participating in this show. They have lines with the people on stage. In fact, there's even an audience sing-along.
Audience sing-along?
There's an audience sing-along. I know it's not written in Gilbert and Sullivan's score, but we're going to try and get the audience to participate a little bit.
Okay, so you have words provided in their program?
Well, they know they'll have heard the tune numerous times before they actually get to sing with us. But we're going to encourage some audience participation.
So you said you do this every 2 or 3 years. Do you have plans for another production coming up in the next year or two?
Well, what's exciting is we're getting a new school of music. I don't know if you've heard that
or not.
I'm not a new
know.
School, but a new building.
Really?
For the School of Music, yes. We will begin construction this summer. Huge renovation, including a concert hall. So we're looking a couple of years down the line for our first big production in that new space, and could not be more excited. Kevin Orr, the director of School of Music, has been working very, very hard with the upper administration, folks within the state of Florida legislature, and we are now about to break ground on a new building.
And where is that going to be located?
It will be located between Steinbrenner Band Hall and the current School of Music building. It will be attached and expanded out.
Wow. Is there enough room for that?
According to the designs I've seen in the architectural plan, it is going to be the talk of the Southeast. This is going to be a space that other universities are talking about, and a destination place for many students who want to come and study music.
And the Steinbrenner Hall is primarily like for the bands?
It's for the band, yes, absolutely. And they have their offices there in a beautiful rehearsal space, which we are rehearsing in now with the orchestra for Pirates.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you know when this projected building will be completed?
I'm not the person to ask about that, but
I would
say within
the
next two or three years. Two or three years.
Well, we have very generous donors then to make this all happen.
We do, and Keith Perry, who has been very instrumental in bringing this to life.
And we talked about Pirates of Penzance, and you had some very generous donors that are supporting this.
We did. Russell and Brenda Robinson are the supporters, as is Dr. Sally Ryden, who is helping support specifically the set.
Nice. Well, Brenda Robinson used to be our development director.
Did
way
she really?
Back when
oh my goodness! Wow.
For WFT TV, so she's probably going to be listening to you on the radio.
Well, thank you, Brenda, and thank you, Russ. And I have to thank Russ, too, because Russ was instrumental in getting me hired at UF. I'm not going to say how many decades ago, but it's been a while.
That's right. And I see you every graduation, so I get ready for you to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
It's interesting that people say, do you know anything other than the Star Spangled
Banner?
Is that you?
That's me. And you say you're going to sing.
That and the alma mater are my two big hits.
That's true. So it's amazing. Are there any other things happening? The semester is kind of slowing down at this point in April. Are there any other performances, maybe some recitals for seniors?
I would say that as things wind down in the general, ebb and flow of the university as the semester comes in, we accelerate in the School of Music, and I think it becomes exponentially more busy you can't find a place to have a concert at this point because of all the senior recitals, junior recitals, ensemble rehearsals, ensemble performances. It is very much a race to the end of the semester for we in the School of Music.
Is there a large number of students in the School of Music?
I do. We have several hundred in the School of Music. In the voice area, we have about 50 right now, and I would say 70% or more are involved in the Pirates of Penzance.
Wow, that's amazing. So, but they learn various types of singing. There's probably an opera major and then maybe some other majors.
Absolutely. We teach good singing. We teach singing that you can use for any number of genre. But we're so excited now that we have a new major, music business and entrepreneurship. So we have people who are focusing on commercial music now as well.
What exactly would be commercial music?
Pop music or contemporary music, writing songs, working within the commercial music community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, just to restate this once again, it's the Pirates of Penzance, and it's April 10th and 11th, 7:30 p.m. And by the way, are you going to be in this performance, or you're just going to be on
waiting in the wings? I'm producing, directing. Huh? Yeah, I'll be in the side, encouraging everyone on. And then, of course, at the Riley Arts Center on April the 19th for that wonderful matinee performance at 3 p.m.
So the others are at 7:30 p.m., and this one is at 3 p.m. And the website for locally, which we're saying in Gainesville, is performingarts.ufl.edu. And then the RileyArtsCenter.com, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
That's neat. So tickets are still available?
There are. I would say if you want to get good seats for the show here at the Phillips Center to get online quickly.
That's great. And the Phillips Center has tons of seats, but I would love to see it completely full for this performance.
I believe we're on our way.
And this, of course, won't be one of the operas with subtitles. Is that correct?
Very interesting issue. We don't have subtitles. It's in English, right?
I know.
However, the words are so important that we will have super titles in English above the stage. So people have to know their text. They can't make up words as they go along because it will be very obvious very quickly that the super titles aren't lining up. And everyone's going to be mic'd because the words are so important in Gilbert and Sullivan. And, the Phillips Center is a large space.
Very large. The only opera I went to, I was reading the entire time to find out what they were saying. It was in Italian, so.
Right. Well, this even though this is in English, we want everyone to catch all the words. And since we've added a few little twists here and there, having those words above the stage, we'll be able to see as well as hear all the wonderful magic.
Full service performance. It's April 10th and 11th at the UF Performing Arts Phillips Center and the Riley Arts Center on April 19th. And Professor Tony Overly, thanks for coming in and sharing this incredible performance. It's not your usual Pirates of Penzance. That's what makes it really cool.
Well, thank you for having me, Sue. It's always a pleasure to see you.
That was Professor Tony Overly speaking on UF Opera Theater's Pirates of Penzance performance on April 10th and 11th. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.